AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At least 50 people are dead after a missile hit a train station full of people trying to flee eastern Ukraine. Here's Ben Thomas.
The dead include five children, according to the governor of Donetsk. Police Chief Ruslan Osipenko says thousands have been gathered at the station trying to get out. Many of the injured in critical condition, he says, some having lost limbs. The remnants of a rocket were painted with the words "for the children" in Russian. Russia's defense ministry denies the attack, claiming it was a Ukrainian missile that hit the train station. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby calls that unconvincing.
Particularly when the ministry actually announced it, and then when they saw reports of civilian casualties, decided to unannounce it.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A day after her Supreme Court confirmation, Ketanji Brown Jackson celebrates a history-making moment.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States.
On a sunny South lawn, Jackson declared, "We've made it, all of us," saying the entire nation should be proud of what President Biden calls a moment of real change.
Today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
Jackson will not actually join the court until Stephen Breyer retires this summer, and she won't hear any cases until the fall term starts in October. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A federal jury in Michigan acquits two men and fails to reach a verdict on two others charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Former federal prosecutor Matthew Schneider.
No one should read this as anything other than the government failed to prove its case. And no one should ever read this as some justification that it's okay to threaten a public official or threaten to do harm to Governor Whitmer.
This is AP News. Nissan and NASA are working on a new type of battery for electric vehicles.
It'll charge quicker and be lighter, and it's safe, says Nissan. It's so stable it can be used in pacemakers, says the company, which calls it a game changer. It's an all-solid-state battery, and it'll replace the lithium-ion battery now in use for a 2028 product launch. It'll be about half the size of the current battery, and it'll charge fully in 15 minutes instead of hours. Nissan's partnership with NASA involves the testing of materials. Nissan says both it and NASA need the same kind of battery. I'm Rita Foley.
Another lawsuit has been filed against InfoWars' Alex Jones, claiming he hid millions of dollars shortly after families of the children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre sued him for defamation. Trials later this year will determine how much Jones owes the families. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.